I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. The thaw in U.S. relations with Cuba is still a work in progress. Still, it already seems like Cuba is suddenly closer and more accessible for Americans. Many visitors are on the island right now to attend the month-long international art festival called the Havana Biennale. It includes massive outdoor sculptures, paintings, and even an ice rink right on Havana's oceanfront Malecón. The event showcases the work of more than 200 artists representing 44 countries, including the U.S. and Cuba, of course. But the voices of some Cuban artists are missing. Among the most prominent is Cuban-born Tania Bruguera. She's been a thorn in the side of Cuban officials since last December, when she was arrested for trying to stage an open mic performance in Havana's Revolution Square. This past Saturday, Bruguera was barred from a biennial exhibit. Then on Sunday, she staged a reading of Hannah Arendt's The Origins of Totalitarianism, and then she was hustled away by Cuban authorities and held for several hours. Bruguera says the irony of an arrest linked to a book about totalitarianism was lost on Cuban authorities.
They're so desperate and so afraid, they lost the symbolic implication of their action.
What happened to you after you were detained?
Well, I was taken for a little ride where they were talking to me and say they would not allow me to do a rally and to demonstrate in the streets.
How did they interpret a kind of performance art reading of Hannah Arendt's book as a rally or a march?
Well, I think they're extremely afraid of people taking to the streets. They're extremely afraid of people finally change their double moral for honesty and say what they think without fear of consequences. So I think anybody who is trying something like that will be completely silenced as a lesson to the rest of the people. So I feel right now that's what they want with me, to give a lesson.
Turn you into the lesson so nobody else does a similar thing. Are you surprised by this, given the thaw between the U.S. and Cuba right now?
To be honest, I didn't think it was going to be that intense. And also I'm surprised because the illusion was that finally we were going to be free to express what we think without being retaliated by the government.
We know the Cuban authorities took your passport. Have they returned it to you?
No, they have not. And also they tried twice to give it to me in exchange for not coming back ever to the country, which I didn't accept.
So what does that mean as to your current legal status? Does this mean you're effectively under house arrest?
I am on the city arrest, which is even worse.
Is that what they call it?
The term they use is I'm free, waiting for the decision of the prosecutor. And it's a very smart strategy because they think that way they will control what I do.
So your story, this whole detention and your passport getting taken away, especially falling right now during this thaw between the U.S. and Cuba, does it suggest to you that the leaders of Cuba are hoping for this new chapter in relations and openness, but they also want to clamp down on dissent? You know the expression, having your cake and eating it too.
I think what the government is doing right now is taking all the money they can take and run policy. I think Cuba is looking ahead of who's going to, quote-unquote, save the country. And unfortunately, the Cuban Revolution has been extremely dependent on other countries in terms of economy. All you hear on TV, on the news, all you hear here is when the Americans come, we're going to get the money. Nobody is talking about literacy campaign for civic rights that we need. So it seems like now money is all what the government wants from the United States.
Tania, do you feel like you're standing alone right now? Are there any other artists in Cuba who are willing to take the same kind of risks you've taken?
I think there is a process that needs to happen for people to not be afraid anymore. So far, the stakes are very high for people who want to go against the government or criticize. Not against the government. I'm not against the government. I'm just criticizing something on the government policy. And the stakes are very high for artists because right now there is a lot of potential foundations coming to Cuba. The Ministry of Culture is giving abandoned buildings to artists for free to set up their own institution. There is a lot of negotiations that are happening behind the curtains to keep artists quiet. And also, there is a policy since the year 2000, more or less, in which the Ministry of Culture has promoted what is called apolitical art, meaning art that is quote-unquote universal or about big issues that are not related to local issues or specific political situations in Cuba.
I would love to know your opinion on apolitical art. What does that even mean?
I don't care for it, so.
Tania Bruguera, Cuban installation and performance artist. Cuban authorities have arrested her 3 times. Tania, good luck to you.
Four now with this Sunday.
Check that. Make that 4 times. Thank you very much, Tania.
Thanks to you.